I remember when I was in secondary school, I forgot, or form 6 or form 7, the first, very first lesson, the teacher asked us to share one of the English songs that the most memorable English songs to us, and one of the students shared "The Firework" by Katy Perry, and I think that song is quite, you know, cheery, and that song later became one of my favorite songs in my playlists, and I think through learning English through other media like videos or music is the most effective and efficient way to learn English language. So that will be the most memorable English language learning experience for me.
And what about reading? Do you have some memorable reading experiences?
I can trace back to my studies in my associate degree. I was taking a course called the Oral English Communications. And once I was reading a speech by Martin Luther King called I Had a Dream. So it was inspirational, and it helped me a lot for my later English language skills development, for speech constructing, or how to write and inspirational speech. So, yeah.
And how about these days? Are you doing much reading in your spare time?
Very seldom. Because first of all, I don't have much time, and second, I think you can do a lot English related activities rather than reading. You know, I like surfing in internet or watching videos on YouTube. So the reading time is the reading very seldom for me.
So. And what advice might you give some students now who are going to do English in the DSE?
Well, practice makes perfect. You know, you have to go through all the past papers for the DSE, and you can go through the past papers of A-level also better. And I think English is not, your English proficiency skills is not depends on how you train. It's not only depends on how you train, also how you apply to your daily life. I think you know, you can learn English everywhere. For example, you can just when you're taking a bath, you can just grab a shampoo, and you can read out the composition of the shampoo. And this is a very basic practice of English in your real life. So practice English every day, every time, and every minute.